didn't want to, but couldn't stop. I was alone, and I googled myself. It was sort of an accident. I was feeling unloved. I was looking for comfort, so I googled myself. And there it was, for all to see, just what the internet thought of me. And it was nothing, nothing, just a LinkedIn page of bluffing, and a GoFundMe post from 2015 about when I did some running. Nothing, nothing, just a picture of some bloke from Dublin who's got the very same name as me, but who's really very ugly, and people might think is really me, and cack themselves from laughing. I didn't need to, why didn't I stop? I thought I mattered, so I googled myself. And there the evidence of what I had done was, let's call it nebulous, when I googled myself. But there it was, for all to see, just what the internet thought of me. And it was nothing, nothing, just a Facebook page of stuffing, and a petition signed in 2016 when I was anti-something. Nothing, nothing, just a picture of that bloke from Dublin who's got the very same name as me, but who's unbelievably ugly, and people might think is really me, and crap themselves from laughing. Not sure what I was expecting my achievements are but few, but what made it worse was when I searched some kids I knew at school.
Spotty kid called Gordon is now a famous chef, and the bloke with the bike who no one liked is head of MI6. But what was worse, the girlfriend who chucked me in year 8 is living in New York right now with some Arab sheikh. So here's a tip that's for your health: never try and Google yourself, 'cause if you do, then fear the truth. Page of puffin, and a GoFundMe post from 2017 about when I did some jumping. Nothing, nothing, just a picture of a bloke from Dublin who's got the very same name as me, but is immensely ugly, and people might think is really me, and soil themselves from laughing. Is really me, and poop themselves from laughing.